Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb D, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say here on Season 4 with the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah, looking at Chapter 4, Mishnah 19, Dalet Yudtet, talking about not gloating in your enemy's downfall. Again, mentioned this before on many different shows, but we shouldn't in general have enemies. My dad used to have a phrase, just people we like a little less. Don't have enemies. There's no benefit to it. There's no gain to it. Just gives you anger and internal discomfort and could lead to ulcers or other host of variety of bad things, God forbid. It doesn't do any good. Life is so short to begin with, 120 years if we're zoche, if we're lucky, Hashem should grant us all 120 years. There's no gain or benefit to having such a thing. So even someone that schnooked, that messed you over in business 20 years ago, doesn't help anyone to have such anger, animosity out of the person. Hashem controls everything around us. He might use this person or that person for something to happen, but it all comes from Hashem. Good or bad, what we perceive as good or bad comes from Hashem. So blaming the rod, blaming the stick, blaming the middle person doesn't make any sense, right? If you throw a stick at the ground and the ground is made a hole, are you going to blame the stick or are you going to think about the person that took the stick? If you're beaten over your hand by a stick by someone else holding the stick, are you going to blame the stick or are you going to blame the guy beating you? So too with people in our lives. You're going to blame the person or are you going to think about where it came from? Hashem. Obviously, we don't blame Hashem, but we don't blame the middle person. We think about why Hashem did what he did or go back to Hashem and talk to Hashem about it. That's why there shouldn't be enemies in this world. We should look at other people and look at things around us. Think about how to go about things. So don't be glad seeing the downfall of your quote-unquote enemy, even though we shouldn't have enemies to begin with. That's what Shmuel HaKatan says here. Shmuel HaKatan Omer. Shmuel HaKatan says a phrase that he would quote from Mishlei, Bin pol oyevecha al tismach. Do not be happy when your enemy falls. Uvikash lo al yageli becha. When he stumbles, do not let your heart be joyous. Pen yira Hashem v'rab einav v'heshiv me'alav apo. Perhaps God might see it. It will be evil in his eyes and he will turn his anger from him. God forbid. Charon apo no namar ela me'alav apo. It does not say burning anger, but rather anger. Malamid shemocha l'noa kol avonosav, which teaches us that he is forgiven for all his sins. If you could go and look at other people and interact with other people in a manner that doesn't show animosity, that doesn't show hate, that doesn't show anger, but you could actually interact with these people, even though in the past they might have done something to hurt you, even though it's all from Hashem, how much more so can Hashem look to you and try to help you? If you're compassionate to others, even the others who wronged you, how much more so Hashem will be compassionate to you? We're supposed to emulate Hashem. We're supposed to follow Hashem. We're supposed to do what Hashem does. Just as Hashem is compassionate on others, so too we have to be. Just as Hashem clothed those who didn't have clothing like Adam and Chava, so too we have to. Just as Hashem buried the dead like Moshe Rabbeinu, so too we have to. Just like Hashem visited the sick Avram Avinu after his bris milah, so too we have to. And so on and so forth. Just as Hashem provided man for the Jews in the Midbar and shelter for the Jews in the Midbar, so too we have to for others. We have to emulate Hashem. V'halachta bedrachav, we learn from the Torah, the sages point out, we follow in the ways of Hashem. How? Hashem is like a burning fire. How do we cling to a burning fire? We follow in his ways. We follow in his actions. And if Hashem sees that we are compassionate to his creatures, to fellow people, just as compassionate Hashem is to us, it will be better for us in the long run. Hashem will take care of others. Just like we give others honor, Hashem will honor us. We take care of others, Hashem will take care of us. That's why when we're mochel on other people, every day there's a Shema nighttime, we're supposed to be mochel on people around us. Hashem is mochel on us. And when we're mochel people at Yom Kippur, Hashem is mochel on us. So when we show compassion to others, when we don't have enemies in our life, when we don't have people who we are angry at or whatnot in our life, and we learn to forgive and we learn to interact with on a basis that could be good, then Hashem can also make sure to have it upon us. So much so that the Torah points out to us, Ki yir'eh shor achicha. Nofa Baderach, whatever the wordage is, but the Torah talks about in Shemos and Devarim, if you see someone's donkey falling on the way, and then it goes further, the Gemara points out further, I believe the Gemara points out further, if you see your friend's donkey on the way, and you see an enemy's, quote-unquote, enemy's donkey on the way falling down, who do you think you have to help first? The sages of the Gemara, the commentaries point out, you must help the quote-unquote enemy's donkey first, which also means the enemy's car nowadays, the enemy's backpack, the enemy's luggage, whatever situation it could be extended to in modern times, help the enemy first, quote-unquote. Again, or the person you like less first. Why? The reasoning would be, in my opinion, my humble opinion, because it goes against the nature of yourself. It goes against the nature of your character. It's easy to help your friend. You want to help your friend. It's easy to do for your friend, to do for others, but it's much more difficult to help the person that you perceive as someone you like less, or someone you hate more, or someone you have enemy tendencies against. But the point of our life, the point of this earth of 120 years, is not only to do mitzvahs, to do chesed and Torah learning, which is the crux of our existence, but it's also to fight and to change our bad traits. It's also to fight and to change our bad tendency, our bad midos. Pirkei Avos points out to us, Ezehu Gibor, in early on, in Dalet, Perek Dalet, Hakovish Es Yitzro. Why? Because Tov Milochid, whatever the wordage is over there, but basically talking about how it's easier to build a city with your bare hands than to change even one personality trait over your entire life, one bad midah, one bad trait over your entire life. That's a strong person. That's a gibor, someone who works on himself, someone who works on himself so much that he could change his tendencies to hate people, to have enemies, and to change it into not having enemies at all. The whole life is for doing mitzvahs and chesed, Torah learning, but also for working on our midos. And that's the whole point of Pirkei Avos. And in general, the whole point of this show, learning the morals, learning the ethics, learning the midos, how to work on ourselves, a mishnah per day, what we could do to help ourselves practically, how we could work on it. So looking at other people, not even having enemies, but not being joyous if someone is an enemy as a downfall, falls down, because we don't want that to begin with. Hashem says, Tov me, Mimavisa Russia, something like that. Better than the Russia dying is them doing tshuva. We don't want them to die. Hashem doesn't want to kill off people. Hashem doesn't want to have to kill the Rasha'im or the people doing Averos. He wants them to be Balei Tshuva. There's nothing better than to have the Balei Tshuva. That's why I love reading stories on Esh or the like, where you have a Balei Tshuva, especially from enemies to the Jews who become advocates for the Jews. Enemies to the Jews that advocate for the Jewish people, advocate for Israel, for the Israel state. That I love reading stories like that. And here the Mishnah's teaching us, when we look at others, we're not supposed to have enemies, and definitely not rejoice at a downfall of another. Rabbeinu Yonah points out, don't be happy when the enemy falls. What does Shmuel HaKatan teach us with these words? It is a self-explanatory verse written by Shlomo HaMelech and appears to require no further elaboration. This teaches us that Shmuel HaKatan would often cite this verse because it is always relevant and people stumble over these issues every day. Even if your enemy is wicked, you still should not rejoice when trouble befalls him except for the sake of God. In other words, the righteous should also not rejoice at the downfall of the wicked, unless their joy stems not from personal hatred, but from the fact that God's honor is enhanced when the wicked fall. This is all the more true of one who is himself no better than his wicked enemy. It is evil in the extreme for him to rejoice at his fall. Why should he rejoice when he is no different? Therefore, it says, do not be happy when your enemy falls. This was what Shmuel HaKatan meant when he cited this verse daily. According to another text, the Mishnah reads, lest God see from his anger and turn to it towards you. Anger teaches he's forgiven of all sins. With these words, Shmuel teaches us a major new insight. He says that when God sees someone rejoice at the downfall of his enemy, he will forgive the enemy and reinstate him. This in itself is a punishment to the one who rejoiced at his enemy's fall. So don't have enemies to begin with. Think of other people that you like less. But in general, don't look for them to be killed off, God forbid. Look for them to do tshuva. The best thing is for them to be tshuva and to actually advocate and to do good for us and for the Jewish people and for the Jewish land as a whole. And hopefully in that way we could have much more peace and much more wonderfulness in this world as a whole. Join us next time as we talk about learning from the young versus learning from the old. and the Aged here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.